We are here at the conclusion of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association business meeting. With me is the new president, Bill Donald, our ponytail president. You'll be known for that. All right, Bill, a couple of words of what you see for the future in 2011.
Well, I think first thing we're going to do is start work on that long-range plan. They've put the parameters of a three-year plan, and we're going to have an executive committee meeting here in about 3 weeks. We're going to get together and make sure that our strategic plan is aligned with the long-range plan, and then we're going to get to work and get that implemented.
Okay, we had a little talk also about the federation structure was approved. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that actually is the culmination of work that was started a couple of years ago with the governance task force. And as most people know, that the structure of the federation really raised the most concern by other groups in the industry and people that aren't NCBA members. And so we put the entire GTF recommendations on hold and ask the federation to focus on how they wanted to be structured, and that's what they did. There was a lot of groups that wanted to dictate how they should be structured, but it's really only the federation members that have the say in that. So they chose to do a charter, and the charter calls for them to be more independent than they have been in the past, but still maintaining their relationship with NCBA.
Now, you're in pretty good financial shape, but you still need more money, and that was approved, and part of that's going to, I'm sure, go into the long-range plan and what you have for that. Tell us about that.
Well, I think it's amazing that just 2 years ago, we were $1 million in the red on the policy division, and in just those two years of time, we've turned that around. Now we're put $1 million into reserves this year, and we also put $2 million in reserves on the federation side. So we are financially very strong. However, we look at the challenges before us, and specifically some of those projects in the long-range plan. And today, the board passed a resolution to increase our total revenue, both checkoff and non-checkoff, to have $150 million annually. That's about double from where it is right now. So that's a tall order, but if we're going to progress and move forward and implement those plans, we have to have money. And so we're going to look at every way to increase funds. And with the dedication of this staff and what a salesman Forrest Roberts is, I think we'll get it done.
Well, what's significant about that is your membership numbers have gone down, but you increased the dues structure, so you actually have more money, right?
That's correct, and we anticipate it was going to go down. Most of the people that dropped out were paying $50, and now that's doubled to $100. So we just have to have an outreach program and show them the value of a $100 membership. If you think about that, that's only a little less than $2 a week. That's not a whole lot to ask. HSUS in their ads ask for $19 a month, and all we're asking for is $2 a week, and we have to go head-to-head with them.
What are your most important policy issues going forward?
Well, I think as we look at the policy issues, there is one that deals with the eastern livestock situation. We're going to set up a task force to look into that and to make sure that that is handled properly, and that that all the producers and firms that have had some shortfalls because of that are treated fairly and equally, and we have to make sure that something like this, if there's anything can be done so this type of thing doesn't happen again, we're going to look into that. That's kind of top of the list. Beef safety is another one where you've got some work on beef safety and nutritional labeling guidelines. I think those are going to be important. There's a myriad of animal health issues. You put about 40 vets in a room and they can come up with 20 resolutions as quick. Your head will fit. And then they all have names so long you can't pronounce them. But there are plenty of things. Property rights is another area that is incredibly important. We're going to be defending property rights. And then on some of these endangered species, the wolves and the grizzly bears, we want to work so those government agencies are fully funded to deal with that, and we don't push that off on the states.
We got a two-year reprieve on the estate tax here, basically, but that's still on the table, right?
Yeah, it is. You know, our first and foremost concern was to get that fully repealed. We weren't able to do that about 4 years ago when we had the vote. We were three votes short in the Senate. Since then, the political landscape has changed. The administration has changed. So we were successful in getting the exclusions raised up to $5 million per person from the location of $1 million, what it would have been, and then got the tax rate down. And that's one of those areas when we talked about not compromising our principles, but compromising on some issues. Our principle on that is to get the death tax as least burdensome as possible. And we used to have a policy that called for just elimination, didn't give us any latitude to raise the exclusions and lower the rate. So we have a policy that that allows us to do that, to get those exclusions high, the tax rate low. But that's the good news. We got that done, but it's only 2 years, like you said. So we are going to be working in the next couple of years to make that permanent or possibly get those raised.
All right. Thank you very much. Bill Donald, the new president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association here at the Cattle Industry Convention in Denver. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.